Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go Hilo.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon.
Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, which is up now and new this week. And here I am with my gorgeous little friend, Ben Mandelker, who also creates and voices and draws and writes The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. So go check that out on YouTube. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. Thanks for the endorsement.
Oh, gosh. How's everything going over there?
Just fab. I'm just, like, really excited to talk about Summer House. That's just really, really scratches all my itches.
Okay, well, we're going to get into it. I'm going to do some quick shills. Irvine, such a fun show. Thank you for coming. Everybody, we are going to be going all over the place in June and July. In June, we're coming to Milwaukee. We're going to be at the Turner Ballroom, the Turner Hall Ballroom over there on June 7th. So get your tickets, okay? Because the next day we're going over to Minneapolis, and that is sold out. So thank you, Minneapolis. Please compete with Minneapolis, Milwaukee. Okay,
please.
Buy more tickets.
Yeah.
Then in July, on the 25th, we're going to be in Cleveland. On the 26th, we're in Pittsburgh. That sold out. And on the 27th, we are in Baltimore. So you can find ticket links over at watchwhatcrappens.com. And guess what else you can find? You can also find T-shirt links, because this month we're selling Summer House T-shirts. One says straight to the rosé, and one says breakfast, lunch, and dinner, rosé all day. And we just finished up our Winterous Crappening Game of Thrones podcast and sold shirts for that that say, shut up, Bran, which feels better to say after that whole show is done. So go get your shirts, because this is the last week for all of that stuff. We even have straight to the rosé leggings. Okay, get on it, people.
Please, I mean, do yourself a favor, all right? And of course, we also have our Crappens on Demand, which is at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Yes, we just had a really fun one for Vanderpump Rules finale today, so you can go find that. And we're also going to do another one for Real Housewives of New York at 8:30 p.m. Wednesday, Pacific time. And if you can't be there for the live streams, don't worry, the video is still up. We're almost at 40 videos on Crappens on Demand. So for video content, go over to Patreon. And thank you to everyone who supports us. We love doing these things on video.
Yeah, it's super cool. Ronnie, I don't have time for this, okay? We have to talk about Summer House. I literally don't have time for this.
What is this, a committee?
Oh, everyone was like, well, I'm going to start the recap. So, Summer House time, so fun. This is the big, like, crossover episode, or part one of the crossover with Vanderpump Rules. And so, so they always do, like, the previously on Summer House, and they always have a different person narrating it. So this week it was Paige, which cracks me up, because Paige has that funny little voice and always seems to be, like, over everyone. And so she's like, summer's almost over and everyone's coupling up. Like, Lindsay has a Turkish guy, and Danielle and Hannah have their Brits, and like, Kyle's Amanda, and Carl has some like rando slut in some wedding somewhere that's not the Summer House. Like, what's up with that?
also, Jordan told us he has ED, and I find that hard to believe.
Also, my mom hasn't given me a recipe in like 3 weeks, and I'm like, Mom, what's up? Mm-hmm.
I love that nobody believes Jordan at all. No, the internet was like, nope, that's a lie. And we were like, nope, that's a lie. And now the cast is like, nope.
Yeah, not even.
Yeah. So we're back on Friday night. It's now 9:13 p.m., everybody, in case you were wondering the exact minute.
It's not 9:12. Are you sure, Ronnie?
You know what? It might be 9:12.
Wow. Maybe it's 9:14.
I actually wrote down 9:12.
Really?
But then in my memory, it's 9:13.
It's really important that we know exactly what minute we're at while Kyle is crying, because accuracy is paramount on this podcast.
He's like, how did we get here, Amanda?
It's like, you, Kyle, you're how we got here.
He's like, I know, Amanda. He's like trying so hard to cry. It's really adorable. He's clearly like, splashed some lover boy into his eyes.
Yeah. He's like, I'm struggling because I'm finally here and I'm ready. And now everyone's like, too late, asshole. I'm like, every guy on death row says this. It's like, I finally changed and now I'm going to be executed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you didn't change until you were caught and in prison. Okay. Yeah. Death row person.
Death row person. Like, hey, enjoy sitting behind the glass and like trying to touch fingers with Susan Sarandon. Okay, enjoy that. So Kyle is like upset that Amanda's parents don't want to talk to him anymore, and she's like, Kyle, what do I always say every time I make guacamole? Be patient. Be patient, Kyle.
The more you smash it, the better it tastes, Kyle.
Get your finger out of the guac, Kyle. It's not ready yet.
He's like, but I just want to make things right. She's like, you need more salt on it, Kyle. Maybe some lime juice. By the way, I want to address a comment just because someone's like, Ronnie, you don't get over cheating right away. Sorry, you can't just say get over it. I'm not saying get over cheating. I'm just saying that when somebody has cheated on you and you have decided to move on and forgive them and keep building a relationship, it's not helpful to the relationship to constantly, constantly, constantly bring it up, to constantly talk to your friends about it so they're always on his ass about it. So just constantly have it in your life. Like, you're either going to move on or you're not. I'm not saying just forget it never happened. I'm just saying if you are going to choose to forgive, the way to do that is not to constantly bring it up. Okay?
There. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a weird thing because it obviously will help you move forward if you're just like not going back to it. But at the same time, if you are having, you know, like sort of like post infidelity hangover emotions, you also don't want to ignore your emotions. You sort of have to talk it out, and different people process things in different ways. And maybe for her way of moving past it is like talking it out. I think it's like a happy medium in between the two. I think it's different for every person.
Yeah, know? I think happy medium. Because I'm not saying you just don't ever bring it up again and ignore it. I'm just saying every day, every moment, all your friends know. It's like mostly I'm saying every fucking episode. You know, like, I'm sorry your breakup affected you like that. I don't want your breakup to affect me like this.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Well, let's also be honest that there's probably a producer being like, hey, Amanda, can you go over, sit on that giant inflatable swan and talk about Kyle cheating on you again? Thanks. Thanks. She's like, true. Again? Yes, Amanda. Now it's raining. It's late at night and everyone's coming back from going out and they're getting into bed. And Jordan's going to sleep with Wes the zebra to sort of give himself some personality. And Jordan's like, this whole summer, I feel like I haven't been able to be myself and to say, hey, I can't get my dick up. I feel like a new man. I feel like I can just go and throw myself into a threesome and have the most unbelievable sex with three different female humans that one man could ever possibly have, who certainly has had it before.
He's like, I can start my relationship now. I'm like, now that you said you had ED, now you can go bang somebody. You are so confusing. What are you even talking about? But I'm glad you finally are in bed with somebody that can stay hard all night. Thanks, Wes.
Thanks, Wes.
So the next morning, a motorcycle arrives because, of course, Paimon drives a fucking motorcycle.
Of course.
Douchebag. Yes, I sound like a hysterectomy. Why was I going to say that?
I don't know, but I actually like that. I like that you sound like a hysterectomy.
I sound like a hysterectomy? Okay, now I know I sound like a hypocrite because I ride a Vespa, okay? But a Vespa is like
gentle.
Blatantly, yes, gentle, and it's blatantly a pussy vehicle.
Yeah, you know, it's a, I mean,
like,
it's a
I'm not trying to prove anything to anybody, you know what I mean, by riding a Vespa.
But a Vespa is a scooter, right? Isn't it considered a scooter?
As it's opposed, a scooter, yeah.
As opposed to a motorcycle, which is mainly for douchebags.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, we go to the same, you know, driving class or whatever, but otherwise...
Yeah, seriously. And I have many friends who ride motorcycles, and I keep these feelings to myself. But honestly, like, at least, you know, when you live in Los Angeles and those motorcycles sneak up on like, by your side view mirror, and you're like, fuck this person. No, what they do is...
It's not motorcycles to me. It's the motorcycle, because I obviously love motorcycles. That was my point in getting a Vespa. I'm just too much of a wuss to ride a motorcycle, you know, in truth. But the thing isn't the motorcycles. It's that they're modded. People mod the mufflers to be like, It's so loud. You can hear it from a mile away. It shakes your windows when it passes. And it's like, I'm sorry about your penis. Okay. Yeah. But I don't want to have to deal with it.
Anyone who modifies their car to be loud should just, like, drive their car off a cliff right away, okay? Because it's annoying as hell. No one thinks you're cool at all. And I know it's, like, sometimes it's not even about being cool. It's just you just want the attention. But go fuck yourself. You got my attention, and I think you're a douchebag. Go crash into a tree or something.
Well, now that we've
and
got
survive.
That out.
Don't be hurt. I just want your car to be broken.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that was
go hard. Crash into a tree and survive, please.
Quietly. Survive quietly.
Survive
under the tree.
Quietly. Because Here's the other thing I don't love. Car alarms. They're totally useless now. No, if you hear a car alarm, no one does anything about it. So it's like a really loud car goes by, so the loud car is already annoying, and it like wakes up all the annoying car alarms. So now you got all the most annoying features of all cars all going off all at once. And like, what do we do to deserve that? What?
Yeah. No one wants to steal your Geo at 3 a.m. Like, why do you even have a car alarm?
Your Geo.
You know what I mean? Geo. It's like always the cars that no one is going to steal that have those car alarms.
I know, seriously.
Okay, so the point drops is, off right now, motorcycle. I don't have candy, so I'm sucking on a salt, a little pink thing of salt. I got pink salt, and now I'm sucking on salt instead of an M&M. Carry on, Ben.
You're like a deer with a salt lick. You're like, So Lindsay gets off this motorcycle and she like comes in at like 8 a.m. and she's like, things with Paimon are great, or as I like to call him, Turkish Everett. He's fun, he's sexy, and it's like what I need so I can move on from Everett. I'm like, well, if you keep mentioning Everett, you're not gonna move on.
Yeah. So then we see Jordan, everyone's getting up in the morning, and Jordan's putting on his white mask in his room and, like, looking at his phone at himself. It's this fucking guy.
Yeah.
So then Paige is like, hey, girls, Justin just texted me. He's taking me to an Italian restaurant tonight. And she's like, yes, I know that Justin, he stood me up, but he apologized for standing me up. And he apologized immediately, and that's on my list. Like, I don't wait for an apology. It came within a 12-hour period. So he's okay with me.
Yeah, you know, I have a return policy that's very liberal. And, you know, if you apologize within those 12 hours, you can get a full refund emotionally. Mm-hmm. So she's like, you know, I was keeping it casual with Justin. But, you know, now that Carl's with another girl at a wedding, apparently, like, Skankfest 2018, I just decided to, like, bump things up with Justin.
Yeah. So then the girls are talking in the kitchen.
Oh. Anyway, I just have to say, by the way, when she mentions that Carl's at the wedding, we cut to Carl on like an Instagram story going, ladies and gentlemen, Dave and Katie's wedding.
Here I am. Dave and Katie's wedding, killing it over here. Fuckboy 3.0. Look at me at a wedding, right? Totally different from Fuckboy 2.0.
Summer Friday at a wedding.
I love that Carl has such a sense of humor about himself. He posted that picture that's like, fuckboy version 1, fuckboy version 2, Carl 3.0. And it's all Carl in the white jeans. You
know? Yeah. Although he like has a sense of humor about himself, but then sometimes doesn't, which is actually what makes for the best sort of reality TV character where you like get so mad at them, but then you're like, oh, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now down in the kitchen.
Amanda's like, guess what? Last night we had conversations and it got emotional. I'm like, oh god, another breakfast with Kyle and Amanda story.
Yeah, and you notice that Amanda was making avocado toast. She's like, it's I call it breakfast guac. Paige comes down, she's like, sup horse, and Hannah goes, it's Mrs. Whore to you.
So then Jordan is talking to Kyle while the girls are talking. And Jordan's like, how was last night? And Kyle's like, well, it was a different conversation in a good way. I mean, we talked about how I cheated on her probably for about 3 hours, but it was in a more fun way than we had talked about it before. So that was fun.
Yeah. And Jordan's like, well, I told the girls that there's been something that's been on my mind that's been holding me back. Basically, I can't get it up. And by it, I mean Wesley the zebra. He's really hard to get up the staircase, and I was hoping that you could help me.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, did you like when he said something going on with me? And Kyle just went, okay.
He's like pulling like out his like rainbow flag. He's like pulling, he's like not sure to bring out his like rainbow flag or like Sex for Dummies. He's like, I got a prop no matter what.
He's like, am I gonna have to kiss this guy? So he's like, that's not where I thought that was going. And so he tells him, you know, the brain's a tricky thing. Don't worry about it. And so is the little brain. So is it the same girl that you can't get it up for? And he's like, no, it's two girls at the same time. And Kyle's like, oh, God.
It's like, for a second, I thought he was being honest with me. But
yeah, for 1 second. He's like, this guy's either a virgin or he's not aroused by women. There, okay? I said it.
I mean, here, let me set the stage for you. I'm with the two hottest girls you've ever met, Cindy Crawford and Cindy Crawford's sister. And we're in a hot air balloon. And they're like, Jordan, we want to go down on you. And we appreciate the irony that we're rising in a balloon while we want to go down on you right now. And I said, that's great. But unfortunately, my penis must have some ballast on it because I can't get it up.
He's like, it was about to be a fuller house. I was with the Olsen twins. And I was about to stick it in both of them. And Mary-Kate said, why do you only have one penis? Why don't you have two penises so you could stick it in both of us? And I said, you guys are so cute, Full House twins. But unfortunately, you made my penis soft by saying I needed to have two. God.
Listen, I was sitting around in my home in Cleveland, and I was thinking, streaks in the china never mattered before. Who cared? You know? And then Mr. Belvedere walked in, and I was like, you know what? I don't know what's going on down there, but I'm not sure I can get it up anymore. I have images of Mr. Belvedere in my head.
So Kyle's like, well, I would say let me know how to help you with that, but and they start laughing. So then the next song is
Everybody Wants Me.
Everybody Wants Me. Everybody Wants Me. Everybody Wants Me.
I think at this point they're just like taking audio of Lindsay in the shower and putting it to music.
I think Lindsay's providing the lyrics and Tricky's like, oh, I could do something with that. I could make that. I can make that a song. Paul, hit it. Everybody wants me. Everybody wants me. It's a song I always wanted to write with three-arm octopus before they kicked me out.
Next up is Ervert, 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 Ervert. So they're in the kitchen popping champagne, as kids do.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about the weekend, and Hannah's like, I invited British Dave to come out. Danielle's like, am I the only one without a day?
Yeah,
that's all about the D. This is going to be a rough weekend.
Yeah, because Max can't make it to couples dinner. But Erica's going to come. Erica is the girl that Jordan met through Carl last week. So she's going to come, and she's bringing her roommate. And everyone's like, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, and everyone, Danielle just sips. She's like, yeah. And Paige's like, that's thrilling. I have to do a face mask. Just wait until you see my face mask.
Game. They're like, you're doing a face mask before you do it? She's like, oh, yeah, it's a whole process. Wait till you see. My mom showed me how. She sent me a video.
I love when young people do face masks because they think they make them look young.
Yeah.
You look young because you're young. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, your page.
But I believe in moisturizing, so I'm not shaming you.
Yeah. So then, Danielle and Hannah are, talking about their British beaus, and Danielle's, all bummed that Max isn't coming over tonight, and basically, they talk about it, a little bit, but then they're like, by the way, we cannot wait to see what Jordan does when his girl comes over. They're so excited to see Jordan put the moves on her.
Yeah, the type of girl that he would bring home to mom. They're like, I cannot wait. They're thinking it's going to be like a Mennonite, you know?
Yeah, exactly. They're like, well, let's see if God approves of this girl. And then all of a sudden it just starts thundering. They're like, I think it's a sign.
Yeah, and they're like, isn't that funny? Like, the minute you say God did something and it's like, no, 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 huge thunder. They're like, I'm freaked out. Let's go inside.
Jordan's like, normally I'm very confident with women, but Erica's different than any other girl I've ever met in my entire life. For instance, she only has two arms instead of three. Also, she's not a fighter pilot, and she's never been to the moon.
She's the first girl who didn't ask me if I could please whip out two of my penises at the same time. So, really into her. And you really found the one. I can't believe you found her. It's because she's hot. Okay, mm-hmm. You know nothing about this person except that she's fucking hot, you ass.
Yeah, exactly. And likes Jesus. So she shows up with her friend and he starts like showing her around and stuff. And meanwhile, Paige has now started to get into her primping mode, which means that she's put this mask on her face and stuck like some laser teeth lasering.
I think it's a laser whitener, and I want that immediately.
It looks scary.
It looked like someone's getting white teeth. That's what it looked like to me. I want one fucking immediately, okay?
Yeah, so she's sitting there. She's got the stuff in her mouth, so she can't really talk. And they're all asking her questions about Justin, so she's having to, like, charade all her answers with this, like, ridiculous stuff all on her face. So they're, like, asking her about Justin and, like, how long they've been dating. And they sort of, like, she sort of charades out that Justin, he's not that he was married, but he was in an engagement a year ago and he just got out of the engagement. And of course, Lindsay's like, so is Paimon. Of course,
she turns it right to herself. And Paige didn't really even do that much in the charades. We used to play family charades every Christmas Eve. And my Jiddy, who's my grandfather, and when it was his turn, he would just stand there and people would be like, is it a movie? And he just stood there. Like, is it a book? And he stands there and they're like, oh my God, Pretty Woman with Julia Roberts. And he's like, got it. Like, how the fuck did you do that?
Yeah, that's totally the way Paige would do it. She just would not have the patience to like tap her forearm three times, like three syllables. You guys don't even know what a syllable is.
Yeah. So then Dave comes and Kyle's cooing all over Amanda. He's like, oh, boo boo. We gotta cook for everybody, baby. It's like, get the camera off them when they're doing this.
Yeah, stop it.
I hate it.
No, yeah, we do not need to see couple cooing on reality TV. No one cares. No one cares about love stories on reality TV.
Get your happiness onto a fiction show where it matters.
Yeah, start making that guacamole, okay? So Dave, speaking of couple cooing, Dave has brought a gift for Hannah. He made a clock that has Hannah's face on it with her cat Clyde, which I really appreciated, especially because we got to see a video of Clyde. And you know me, I have a soft spot for cats on reality TV.
She's like, you get me. I love time and cats.
I'm so ratchet. Oh, clocks and cats. Am I right, everyone? But why didn't you get me a fucking Felix the Cat clock? What's wrong with you, fucking loser?
I like that Dave passed the monkey and he's like, well, the monkey's having a big night.
Yeah. I hate those statues that they got or sculptures. I wish they had never gotten those things. They're so creepy. Why do they keep them?
I don't know. It's like a struggle to be like, we're fine. So Erica and Sydney are meeting all the roommates and stuff, and then they start questioning them. Mm-hmm. And Sydney's like, so how do you fit in, Dave? And Hannah goes, oh, I let him put his penis in me. She's like, oh, well, that sounds fun.
He also gives me clocks. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's not the questioning part. That comes later. Sorry, guys.
No, that was right there. No, it was there. You're right. So then Paige gets a call from Justin or something, and he's like, he's basically 45 minutes away from picking her up, and he asks, like, what's going on over at the house. She's like, oh, nothing. We're just having a dinner party that I really can't wait to get out of. Ugh, these people, they're like the worst charades people of all time. Ugh, and that they like doing it.
And then Jordan's sitting with all the girls on the couch, and Danielle's like, oh my God, look, it's our blow up toy at the window because it's raining. It's Babar. And Sydney goes, oh my God, you name everything? We do too. And she goes, oh my God, I have a dog statue on my bed, which is really far away. So let me show you a picture of it. So the girls are all looking through her phone, and Jordan's like, please don't ruin this for me. I mean, in other words, stop double cock blocking me. Double.
Okay. Yeah, Danielle's like, yeah, we name everything. Like, we have Wes the zebra, and we named the monkey, and we just call Jordan limp dick McGay closet face.
We just call Jordan Ed. So Paimon arrives, and Lindsay's like,
hi. Oh, I don't have time for this. Paimon's here.
Oh my God, Paimon loves blue pants, no socks, and vests.
With paisley. The more paisley, the merrier.
Oh my God, blue pants every week. Different shade of blue, no socks, and a vest. For crying out loud.
I feel like he's auditioning for like an off-brand coffee shop. You know, like it's like he sort of has a barista look, but he doesn't quite get it, you know?
Yeah, it's like if 365 had opened a coffee stop in their store, or a coffee shop in their store.
Yeah, it's his whole look I have problems with. And his facial hair.
So dinner time. Here we are, dinner time, everybody.
Yeah.
Jordan's playing with Erica's hair, and he's like, your hair is everywhere.
She's like, yeah, I shed a lot.
Okay, I've got a question. Who sheds more, you or your cat?
She's like, shut the fuck up, you weirdo. Why am I even here?
He's such a fucking weirdo. And this girl, there's something weird about this girl. She has weird eyes. She has cat eyes.
She does have cat eyes, but like Jordan has like lizard eyeball. Persona. So yeah, like it's just like cat eyes and lizard persona. It's not going to work. And then Paige is sitting there. She's like, I really don't want to be here for this dinner, but I have to sit in. So everyone, I'm here.
And Jordan's like, these are like chickpea noodles. So, I don't know why I wrote that down. I just thought it was really funny.
Because that qualifies as personality when it comes to Jordan.
Yeah, because then the girl's like, oh, wow, yum.
Yeah.
So then they start questioning. Hannah's like, so what is your first impression of totally non-ratchet Jordan? And Eric is like, I thought he was nice. And everyone's like,
when a girl says a guy's nice, it means her vagina is dry as a desert. Yes, ratchet. Ratchet, it's a desert that I'm going to build a tennis court on and be nationally ranked on. Yes!
So then Kyle starts chipping away at Amanda's support system, or otherwise known as makes casual conversation with Paige. He's like, so, Paige, how many dates have you been on with this guy? She's like, five or six. Oh, and you haven't brought him up? And he's like, sounds like she's been dicking around Kara.
What? Like, what? And what world is that true? She was totally, like, Carl is the one who was totally dicking around Paige. You snooze, you lose, motherfucker.
Yeah, victim Carl. And she's like, Lindsay goes, well, she likes him, but it seems like she's taking her time because he broke up his fiance a year ago, so, you know. And Kyle goes, oh, red flag. Just, well, Paimon did that too, so.
And they're like, Kyle's like, sorry, I stand by what I said, but sorry.
And then Paige tells us, you know what's a red flag? Cheating, and then blaming everybody else.
Yeah. That's a red flag. Well, you know what else is a red flag? An actual red flag, okay? Waves are high today.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then it's after dinner, and Justin's come to get Paige. We never get to see Justin, unfortunately. But what we do get is some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills transitional music. Did you notice that?
I didn't.
It's like the music goes dun 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 dun
dun dun
dun dun dun dun.
I did notice that. Is that Beverly Hills? Dun dun dun.
I think that's the Beverly Hills music when someone's like when you're seeing flashes of Beverly Hills.
Right.
And then like Lisa Rinna pulls up somewhere. Yeah, I was like,
and it's also when they're like getting a new car,
right?
Or like in a car shop.
It's always like an outdoors. It's always like sunny during the afternoon, transitioning to a scene where they're outside.
Yeah. So then we see Paige's date, and we're not allowed to see him, obviously. So he's just videotaping her, which is her favorite thing. He's like videotaping. Yeah. He's taking a movie on her phone, and she's just eating on Instagram. She's like,
it's so good.
Like, this is like a dream date for Paige. Just somebody Instagramming her the whole time,
and none of her housemates nearby.
Yeah.
And now it's meanwhile back at home, Colin and Amanda have decided to stay in, and they're just like drunk and dancing around, and she's like, this is why I love Kyle. I'm like, oh my God, please cut the power in this house. Let's just like make it black so we don't have to see this.
So I love Kyle. I wish I could always be like this. I'm like, Kyle is always like that. He's drunk and dancing around, okay? So then everyone starts coming home, and the girls leave for Jordan. And Kyle and Amanda do some more.
Love you.
Here's my ass. So then, so then everyone basically, it's the next morning, and Paige and Hannah and Dave and Justin come back to the house because it turns out that they spent the night in Justin's yacht.
Oh, hell yeah, so baby.
Good luck with that one, Carl. Carl's just trying to work his way up to, a happy meal.
And I'm so glad that Paige told Hannah to come out and meet them, because otherwise people would be like, that's not even a real yacht. She's totally lying to make Carl jealous.
Yeah.
So Hannah and Dave, so then she's like, you guys can just sleep in the bed. Carl's not here, so I'll sleep in his bed.
Yeah.
Which is totally normal. Why is it's there anything wrong with that?
You know, when I went at this point in the show and I watched that, I was like, that's totally normal. And B, I was like, I love that that happened. Like, in a way, it's like a power move. But it was actually what's she going to do? She's going to put two couches together when there's a perfectly fine bed up there? No. Of course, take Carl's room.
And so Lindsay and Danielle are talking, and Lindsay's like, dude, last night Payman thought I was flirting with another guy, and then he totally, literally, all of a sudden, literally yelled at me, like.
Wow. Of course. See, of course. Who'd have thought the guy who's super, super smooth and only speaks in platitudes and doesn't talk like a normal human being would actually be a monster, and he wears paisley vests? Who'd have thought?
And it's like, maybe Paimon was having a bad night, and not everyone can be the best versions of themselves at every moment in life, huh?
Yeah, disaster. This is how you wound up with Everett in the first place. You attract these men, Lindsay. Sorry.
Well, she attracts him because she's also like that.
Yeah. exactly.
It's these people who just need to scream at each other all the time find each other.
Well, they always that's how these relations, these people, when they get together, it's always passionate and fiery at first and full of lavish displays of romance. And then it just devolves into constant fighting. And honestly, I'm excited for it because I loved when Everett and Lindsay would fight in season one. It was the most awful thing, but it was the funniest shit to make fun of.
God, it was constant.
Constant. So to see it starting to creep back, I was like, yes!
Yeah, we finally found a new Everett.
Yeah.
So Paige, Kyle are in the kitchen, and Kyle's like, so, how was your night, Paige? She's like, good.
We had dinner, and then we went back to his boat.
He goes, was it a dinghy? She's like, it was a yacht. So I slept over, and Hannah and Dave slept over with us, and Kyle's so mad.
Yeah. He's like, but you just came down from Carl's bed. He's like, yeah, well, I came back this morning and then I got into Carl's bed. And Carl's like, that's kind of dickish, says the guy who gets blackout drunk and can't remember if he's met out with Melanie Griffith at the bar.
And Melanie Griffith. And Paige is like, what was I supposed to do? Jump in bed with Hannah and Dave? And he goes, I would have kind of slept on the couch. okay. No, sir.
Yeah.
You don't get to do that.
Yeah. And Paige is like, you know, the only open room was Carl's, and he currently is in bed with another girl in another state. So, sorry.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I think this is just a blatant F you to Carl. I've been literally playing you.
I mean, even if it were a blatant F you to Carl, is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah, who cares?
I think, Carl deserves an F you for, every few weeks.
Yeah. Well, Kyle needs to concentrate. He needs to keep his eye on the ball. He just heard that his friend is dating someone with zillions of dollars, and Kyle's been calling his friends for money. So,
hello. Investor,
he has a yacht. Maybe, stop being a misogynist and think about your bank account. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Lover boy first. So, so now Jordan calls up Erica, and he's like, yeah, I had a wonderful time communicating you in a thoughtful and an emotional way last night, and my dick got a little hard at one point. So I was wondering if we could have dinner in the city sometime this week. And she's like, I'll know my schedule better once I'm in the city today, and I will most certainly get back to you on that one. Thank you. It was lovely hearing from you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's like, you have an awesome Sunday.
Oh, I think the passion's really evident in between us. Yeah, a lot of chemistry.
Then Paige crawls in bed with Hannah and British Dave, and she's like, are you watching soccer on your phone, British Dave? That's the most British thing you've ever Britished.
Yeah, and then Hannah and Dave have like a moment where they talk about like they like each other. It's fine. And then
and you know this guy's ready for a relationship because she's like, "You didn't even bring an extra pair of socks," and he goes, "I forgot." I was like, "Yep, that's a husband.
That's
marry him."
And then there's like this weird moment where like everyone's like cleaning up in the kitchen or they're doing something, and Danielle shows up in the doorway, and they're like, "Oh, there she is," and she's like, "Have you guys been up all this time?" They're like, yeah. I don't know why it just like amuses me that she's perpetually late to like every scene and every weekend, you know?
Yeah, Danielle, she's just always on a train.
She's like perpetually coming in from Penn Station, even if it's a Sunday afternoon.
Daniel and I'm not on a train. Wasn't that Elton John song,
Daniel? I think it's a Daniel on a plane.
Daniel, never mind.
My friend. So, speaking of the train, it's time to go back to the city. So it's the usual, like, fast time, city, 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 excitement. And
hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey.
So we get the little vignettes. So Lindsay is torturing some girl while she, like, tours around office space. And the girl's like, to me, this has Hub House written all over it. It's just a disgusting room that no one wants to look at.
So are these walls reinforced? How much screaming can people hear?
Is there enough room in here for a committee? Because if there is, I do not want this.
So then Danielle and Max go on the most Bravo date ever to throw hatchets.
Yeah. Well, don't forget that Carl was trying to hail a taxi. He's like on the phone and trying to hail a taxi. And he's like, how are you? I'm doing well, sir. I just need 20 or 30 minutes of your time. Oh, you're a robocall. Oh, never mind then. Have a good day.
That's a big ask, 20 or 30 minutes, okay?
Yeah, that is a big ask, by the way. Five yeah. minutes is like, I just need 5 minutes. 30 minutes is a big ask.
Yeah, I just need a couple of minutes of your time, you say. That's like when people are panhandling and they've like upped their price so much. They're like, do you have $5? I'm like, excuse you, what happened to some spare change?
I know. Carl's like, gents, I had a great time in D.C. I had a really great date, and I got past first base, so... touchdown, Carl.
Score.
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 Score, guys.
Now I need to find a job. So then Danielle and Max go to this axe date, and she's like, it started as strictly physical, but like, I really like him now. I'm like, you're acting like you've dated for 6 months. Like, you've known him for 5 minutes, which is okay. And good for you for getting hot, Max, because he is
Yeah,
hot.
Good for Danielle. Like, as much as we made fun of Danielle all season long, she really did get the D, and she got hot D with a British accent. So
yeah, good for her.
Good for
you. And
she's
like, and she's still saying, she can still keep a man saying things like this. He is having trouble hitting the mark. So she goes, the target is me. Put it in me. I'm like, God, you are fucking terrible sometimes. My God, you're worse than one of the guys.
Why would you tell someone who likes Gross. You to throw an axe at an imaginary you?
Yeah. Put that axe in me. Yes.
Ah. Put that axe phallus in my vag. God, so then, gross. Speaking of awkwardness, we now go over to a place called Sugar Mama, where Jordan has taken Erica, who is like, she does not want to be there. It's evident, but she's like, I just want to see what it's like to go on a date on reality TV. So
I know. Could you be more obvious taking someone to a place called Sugar Mama?
Right? So Jordan tells us as he's like approaching the table, he's like, I've honestly spent the majority of my life being one of the most sought after bachelors of everywhere.
But I'm excited to be spending some time with Erica. Like, she's so lucky. And I love that every time he says, I'm the most sought after bachelor, they show the Hinge thing.
Yeah.
Hinge, which is a sponsor. From his job.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I feel great about all this, and I want to get to know you more. So, have you also been welcomed into a family of kangaroos in Australia and become their leader? Because that happened to me once.
I don't know that much about you. Like, I don't even know how long you've been in New York. 4 years? Oh, how old are you? Is that allowed? She's like, rude. He's like, okay, how about this one? Where were you conceived?
How old were you when you became Hinge's most eligible bachelorette? Oh, that didn't happen to you? Oh, I see.
And Jordan's like, I want to experience, here's where I am. Okay. I want to experience something more with somebody. And, you know, I'm looking for a relationship. I haven't been on a date in a while. And he's got sour cream all over his face.
And Erica's like, oh, my God. Oh, like, my God. Why, Jesus? I go to church twice a day. This is what you send my way?
My God. So then Danielle and Max decide they're going to be girlfriend and boyfriend. Then we cut back to Jordan. He's like, are you looking for a relationship? Like, do you have that thing that girls do where you have boxes to check? All right, what boxes do I check on your girl thing?
And she's like trying so hard to be nice and just like get through this date. And she's like, well, you know, everyone has a soulmate. And he goes, oh, are you my soulmate? And she goes, no.
And he's like, no, no boxes, nothing. Nothing there. You sure? Nothing. Nothing at all there. It's like,
asking someone that is a really heavy question. And if you want to get matter of fact about it, my plan with you is to be friends. Okay. I'm not going to plan out a whole life on one dinner. It's inappropriate.
He goes, are you saying that I'm being inappropriate? She's like, you asked the question, numbskull. And, yeah. And then, like, truly the best way to indicate that you have no interest in someone at all, she goes, well, with that, if there's any way I can help you with your endeavors or anything you have going on.
Yeah, she's like, I'm here for a job. Can you get me a job at at Betches, please? Thanks.
She's basically the end of a customer service call, you know, when you call to get your account fixed with AT&T. And then when it's over, they're like, so is there anything else I can help you with on this call? Okay, you have a great day, Jordan. Lovely meeting you.
I think she's blatantly trying to get a social media, like, influencer job with him, with Betches or wherever they were.
You think so?
Yeah, because she's a beauty queen, and she's seeing a guy on a reality show, and then she said, if you ever need help with any of your endeavors, which is his work.
Oh, I thought that she was offering him help. I just assumed, well, Jordan, yeah, is that...
she's saying, if I can help you with any of your endeavors, meaning, like, if you ever need somebody.
Oh, that's so funny, because I interpret it as, like, if there's anything in your career that, like meaning, like, you can come to me, and I can help you with something. Not, like, I interpreted it not that she was looking for a job, but that, like, Jordan is so pathetic that she is, like, okay, let me help you with something in your life. But I think your way is probably the correct way. I just enjoyed
that's how I took it. I was, yeah, like, at least she's being transparent, you know? And Jordan's like, oh, well, I liked her. Well, I thought it was reciprocal.
Oh, well, I...
Reciprocal.
Reciprocal. Well, I would say that was a big boner killer, but, well, you know. So so now it's time. Now they head back to the Hamptons, and Lindsay's driving the car, and Carl's like, oh, Lindsay, I'm not going to lie. You're my favorite driver. Yeah.
She's like, fuck you! Get out of my way! Burr, burr.
She has red rage.
He's like, I hate traffic. Like, I hate it so much. Guys, I'm in a mood. I'm not going to total mood. Like, Fridays are for the moods. Saturdays are for the gents. Okay.
And Lindsay's like, I thought you said you got laid last weekend.
And he goes, I did get laid. And Hannah goes, oh, you got laid at the wedding? And he goes, yeah, she's a babe. She's a babe.
She's a babe. Total Carl. Yeah. And Hannah's like, well, I'm happy to announce that Paige went on a date. And Carl's like, And she's like, yeah, they went on a yacht, on his family's yacht. And Carl's like, oh. A yacht? Whoa. I have to call my mom about that one. Love my mom.
You don't go on a yacht on your first date. And Lindsay goes,
it wasn't their first date.
And he goes, that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
He's like, Paige has been banging a guy on a yacht all summer, and I haven't gotten past first base. Why do you think I'm the pantry guy? Because we had to hide from the camera. Like, it's pissing me off. It's stupid.
I mean, I want to date someone, and I want to, like, go from, like, making out to, like, being more physical, and I, like, can't even get to the physical part. I'm like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's, like, pissing me off.
Yeah, I mean, I hate it. I hate traffic.
So at home, Carl goes and stews in the bed on his Instagram. You know, he's like on Tinder, Grindr, whatever he can get some attention on. You know, he's like on everything. Just like, someone tell me I'm hot. Thanks.
Yeah.
And Lindsay comes in and she's like, Carlito.
The vodka soda. Are you going to ask me why?
And he's like, no. Hey, whose earrings are these? She's like,
maybe Paige's because she slept in here.
He's like, oh, it's ridiculous. So ridiculous. I loved watching Carl get so flummoxed by all this. And by the way, I have to give like a major high five to Hannah, because she was so great at basically undermining Carl's cockiness in the car when he was all excited that he went on a date and got laid in D.C. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, Paige went and got laid with a guy on a yacht. Oh, and then
the way she was just cracking up.
Yeah, cracking up.
She was trying to like cover her laugh.
She was like, all of us, like, yes. It's so great watching Carl, like this happening to Carl after like two seasons of Carl being so Carl.
Yeah, and Carl's like, what kind of message are you trying to send right now? Here's the message. Carl, Paige will sleep in your bed as long as you're not in it. I hope you heard that.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, exactly. And she'll leave the earrings to remind you of what you could have had.
Yeah.
Two beautiful earrings. That's what you could have had, Carl.
So then Danielle's taking the train. So Jordan's like, guys, Kyle, we've got four friends coming over. Is that correct? Yeah, our good friends are coming. So we see him talking to Stassi on FaceTime. And she's like, you guys can party harder than we can AF. This is crazy that we're coming again.
Yeah. This time it's going to be Stassi, Bo, Katie, and Schwartz. It's going to be a little couples trip. Which makes me sad because last time we had Stassi, Katie, Kristen, and Sheena, which is really the group that we would want to see out there in Summer House. Do you remember how drunk Katie got? Remember she was sitting there in the kitchen, just wasted and slurring her words while Christina Gibson just stared at her like, who are these people?
Yeah, and when Sheena was like, I don't eat anything with claws.
Do you remember how big, like, the cast seemed in the beginning of Summer House? Like, season one, I felt like there were so many people of different, like, walks of life. I mean, all super white, but they all were doing all these different things. It just doesn't... I remember just being like, wow, look at all these, like, basic rich white people. It was so exciting.
I don't remember saying wow at all, ever. I remember watching this and being like, no. This is a huge no. And then, look, you see?
Yeah. So then we see Lindsay in her room on the phone with Paimon, and she's like, hey, you never texted me back, and I, like, texted you today, so, like, are you, like, up right now? Because I feel like you're, like, up.
And then she ends it, she goes, all right, well, I can try calling you later. Which means he's like, I'm busy.
Yeah, I love watching this shit fall apart. It's amazing. It's so great.
God, so predictable and amazing.
Yeah.
So Paige and Lindsay are in the kitchen talking, and Lindsay's like,
I'm drinking vodka soda. You want to know why? Because, like, after our car ride. And Paige goes, what happened to the car ride?
And then Carl walks in. He's like, what's up, Paige?
Hi, Paige. And Paige is like, how was your wedding with that slut? He's like, it was awesome. Touchdown, Carl. Carl's leading on the scoreboard, 7-0. Got the extra point, too, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't.
And then he starts eating really grossly. He's like,
well, he only gets 75% of all food into his mouth anyway. You know how many like little bits and pieces of apple are like all around his feet at any given time?
He's like angrily eating. He's like, how was the yacht? And she's like,
it was fine.
Why didn't you stay over there?
I did.
But my bed just
was empty. So
So obviously you know this guy, so you've gone on dates, huh?
She goes, yeah, Carl, dinner dates, sometimes he calls just to check in.
Yeah, that's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
It is what you're supposed to do, Carl. Do you see what I'm trying to say here? Do you see how you set yourself up for these moments, Carl? Do you realize how you're such an idiot sometimes, Carl? It's hilarious.
And Carl is so furious. He's eating furiously. His face is, like, so troubled. And he's like, well, you know, I had such an amazing time at the wedding. We put the we in wedding, me and this girl. And I want
her
to come
out. No one watches we TV.
I want her to come out and stay this weekend. So just putting that out there. And Paige goes,
amazing.
Amazing. Is she going to be coming on her yacht, too? Oh, she doesn't have one? Okay.
So Kyle, Lindsay, and Carl. Kyle's like, so obviously you guys were here when I made the most embarrassing comment of all time about Stassi being Steve Jobs in that turtleneck bathing suit. God, let's wear white turtlenecks.
So yeah, he gets them all white turtlenecks. And then the Vanderpump Rules people arrive, and Stassi's like, OMG, like, we're in... nature. They're like literally in a driveway.
I like when they put on the turtlenecks and Carl's like, I look like I work at Macy's. I was like, that's actually a step up. Don't make fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's better than like Filene's basement, which is really where you are.
Yeah, so everybody has Filene's basement thing. It's dead now. Filene's basement's dead.
Oh.
So everybody hugs and stuff, and they do shots.
Yeah, and they like divvy up the rooms and stuff, and Kyle is showing Schwartz the Jell-O machine, and then he's like, "Sweet ring, bro." And Schwartz is like, "You want to try it on?" So Kyle starts to put it on, and Schwartz pretends like he's like proposing to Kyle. It's like a really inconsequential scene.
Yeah, stupid. Listen, I just had to deal with Katie. Okay, we just finished the Summer House reunion. Can you just make it stop already? It's like, hey, everybody, congrats. You made it to the end. I'm just kidding. It's Katie again.
Yeah.
So Amanda is talking to Katie, speaking of, and they're talking outside on the patio. And Katie's like, Amanda's like, "I love seeing you together, Katie. It's like amazing seeing you guys together, Carl."
Yeah. And Katie's like, "Well, you know, our fights are like building blocks, and there's been some cheating stuff here and there. That was the hardest." And by the way, I thought that, can you remind me, Ronnie, I didn't know that there was like multiple cheatings from Tom Schwartz. I mean, we assumed it, but I thought there was only one incident that happened.
Well, I think he cheated and then he made out with some girl in the bar.
You're right. There was that other drunken makeout that was sort of like brushed under the rug like last season.
That's right. Because he didn't remember. He had the Kyle excuse. It's every guy on Bravo. "I don't remember. I just don't remember." So they had to let it go.
And meanwhile, Paige is trying to set the table for this big lobster dinner. And she's like, "We don't have napkins. We only have paper towels because we're trash." And I mention that only because I recently learned that millennials are killing napkin sales. Because millennials only use paper towels.
I only use paper towels. I use paper towels for everything.
Well, look at us being young at heart.
They have a texture.
Mm.
And so they're easier. You know, they're better to wipe your hands with. I mean, blowing your nose with them is great. You can clean up a table.
Well, I do love a Selecta-size. I'm not going to lie about that. Although, you know what I do not like are the Viva paper towels. They shed everywhere, much like Jordan, much like Erica's hair and her cat.
Well, I'll buy Viva if I really want to feel fancy.
But they're soft, but they're not strong.
I know, but they're like fake cloth, and so they're like luxury. I mean, those are super luxury. It's five times the amount of a regular paper towel, and they're like tiny.
I also use mainly paper towels, but when I was at IKEA 2 weeks ago, they had a cute napkin holder, so I got that, and then I got some IKEA napkins, and so now I've got like a cute little paper napkin holder happening in my apartment right now. So Paige, if you want to come over, we have a very fancy setup.
Sounds dumb.
I don't want to do that. No, thanks. She's basically like young Kate Chastain. It's like the Kate Chastain origin story. It is. She was on the yacht. Oh, my God. It all makes sense.
So Katie is still talking to Amanda out there, and she's like, "Yeah, he cheated a bunch." And Amanda's like,
"I can relate recently more than you know."
So they're like bonding over marrying fucking loser cheaters. So Kyle's talking to two. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Katie says, "But I don't know if I was about to cut in front of you in line, but I'll just say it now that I've started." Katie basically tells Amanda, she's like, "Well, as long as you like focus on like wanting to grow old together, then you and Kyle will be fine." And Amanda goes, "Knowing that there's a successful marriage of two people who haven't had a perfect past reassures me that I'm not insane for wanting to make this work with Kyle." I'm like, a successful marriage? It's just barely been 2 years. What are you talking about?
Hasn't it been 1 year? No, has it been 2 years?
They just celebrated their second anniversary. I'm like, bitch, get that guacamole out of your ears.
Yeah, 2 years. And then this year ended with him like screaming at her and saying, "Try being married to you for 2 years. I can't stand the sound of your voice."
Seriously.
So inside, the guys are talking about, Kyle's like, "You know, we've been exclusive," or Kyle's like, "The last 2 years we've been exclusive, but like I fucked up and it was over a year ago, but still." And T's like, "Yeah, I fucked up a few times, but not once did I ever say consciously, I'm going to go out and cheat on Katie. It just happened." Kyle's like, "Yeah, alcohol, right?" And he's like, "Yeah." You too.
I know. It's great. So meanwhile, upstairs, Lindsay's hanging out with Stassi, and so Lindsay's gonna Lindsay's talking about Payman, and so she wants to she FaceTimes Payman. She's like, Stas, I'm getting Payman on the phone. Stas.
And she's like, "Stassi, it's FaceTime." And Stassi sees it. She's like, "Hi." And Payman goes, "Why are you wearing clothes?" And Lindsay's like, because that's what we do, because I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her."
And then Lindsay goes, "Oh, really? You're being a bro." I'm like, she's not being a bro. He's being a skeevy motherfucker. That's what he
is. He's being fucking disgusting, and he just saw a bigger star than you walk in the room.
He's being someone who... Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, he's being someone who, exactly how someone who wears a paisley vest at all times of the year would act.
And dates people on Bravo mm-hmm. on purpose and jumps from, like, pool to pool on Bravo.
Exactly.
I mean, you've got Carol's sloppy seconds. I hope that feels good.
And Stassi's like, that's weird AF. And Bo's like, I would never do that. And Lizzie's like, yeah, but the sex is really good. I'm like, okay.
So he could come diamonds, okay? That is not cool.
It's like, well, I'm just getting used to the whole dating thing after my ex. I don't want to say his name over, but, you know.
And so Stassi and Lindsay sit on the ground to talk girl talk. And Bo's like, yeah, I'll see you guys later. Bye. Yeah.
Wait, what was Bo saying? Do guys come diamonds? Can I meet that guy?
Is that role? No so wonder none of them have jobs.
Yeah. Stassi's like, you're so hot and smart. Like, what the fuck was that? I don't have time for this, Stassi. The sex is great.
She's like, as much as I appreciate her advice, I need to figure it out myself, hopefully quicker than in the past.
I was like, you did figure it out.
Yeah.
You just figured it out, okay? She's just narrating what's going on. She's not even giving you advice, yeah. Stupid.
That's basically her way of saying, I know this guy's bad for me, but it turns me on, and I'm drawn to terrible guys because I love a dysfunctional relationship. Bye.
Yeah, which is allowed, you know. So then they're eating lobsters. It's time for... Oh, they're about to have their big lobster dinner. And Carl goes... Carl and Kyle are talking. And Carl's like, her earrings were on my nightstand. So...
What do you mean? I just love Carl being so upset about those fucking earrings.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, I didn't think she was that girl. And she's that girl. And he goes, Carl... he's like, Carl is my guy. And he's trying not to be a douchebag anymore, and she is fucking him over.
Yeah.
He just went and fucked some other girl at a wedding. Why are you acting like it's so bad?
Yeah, Carl has, like, not been doing what he needs to do to woo her over, and she's explained it explicitly to him a few times, and he still doesn't do it, and somehow this is Paige's fault? I don't think so.
So, lobster dinner.
Yeah, lobster dinner. So Schwartz and Katie are celebrating 2 years together, and
then they showed Carl shooting down wine. He's like, ooh.
That's how he actually drinks this. Drink,
he just throws it into the back of his throat. It was funny.
So now they're talking about relationships, and Lindsay's like, I can't find a guy who's not Peter Pan. And Jordan's like, what is that? Oh, it's someone who doesn't want to grow up. And the camera just like cuts to Kyle, and he's like, why is the camera on me?
And Carl's like, yeah, that's a good movie. I'm more of a Tinkerbell guy, though, so good one.
What does that mean, Carl?
that he's a Peter Pan. Tinkerbell is literally Peter Pan's best friend. So Stassi is like, update us. Are you guys the only couple in the house? And Paige is like, well, Carl and I used to make out. And Carl's like,
yeah, Stassi goes, I'm mad. Stassi's like, who just makes out AF? And Carl just stands up and starts, he does like a circle thing and then like sits back down again as if he was like on like Maury Povich or something. And yeah. Paige is like, let me define a relationship. Carl doesn't have a yacht, okay? And that's basically it.
Yeah, Carl and I make out, but I don't push it further because Carl only talks to me Friday through Monday or Sunday through Friday Thursday. Oh, yeah. Friday through Sunday. And so I'm not giving him my flower until he calls me during the week. And he goes, look, Paige, you're nice and everything. But Katie goes, nice. So do you just want her V or what? And he's like, no, I just, I want to respect her.
I care about respecting her. And so I was like, don't say I care about respecting her, AF. And Carl's like, well, what should I say? And Katie's like, well, give her a what's up between Monday and Thursday. You're not that busy. I mean, how is it that I'm Katie and I'm giving you, like, rational advice right now?
Yeah. She's like, just stop folding your laundry. You don't have to get off the couch. Just stop folding your laundry. Make Tom bring you the phone and call her.
I am busy Monday through Thursday. I'm hailing taxis and asking for 20 to 30 minutes of your time and updating my LinkedIn. So it's, like, a lot of time for me.
What you guys aren't hearing right now is that last weekend, Paige hooked up with somebody, and Carl hooked up at a wedding last weekend, too.
And Carl's like, well, we hadn't seen each other in 2 weeks. Stassi says, why? And he goes, I had a wedding. So yeah, sort of that was that.
Paige's like, "That's a girl." I guess what I'm trying to say is that I was transparent all summer, and then all of a sudden, you take a date to a wedding, and you kind of blindsided me. And Stassi's like, "Feels so good to be righteously indignant about something again. Why wouldn't you take Paige AF?" Carl's like, I had already invited someone else. This is also a summer Friday, and I really needed to take it, so you can understand my needs and desires at that moment.
I really like seeing Stassi like this, too. She's like, oh my god, I'm judging you all right to your faces. This feels amazing!
Yeah. So
God, I've missed this.
I know. It felt like she was actually like Judge Judy. She was just like, she's like, hey, I talk now, okay? So Paige basically is like, you know, like when he went to the wedding, I went on a date, and that's why I went on a date.
And then Amanda's like, Paige has a right to, like, not bring her date here to sleep with him if she doesn't want to. And Carl goes, she slept in his bed after leading him off for weeks. And then Amanda stands on her chair and she's like, do you want to walk away right now, Kyle? You better walk away, Kyle.
And Carl goes, you guys are literally coming at me. It's not fair. Lindsay's just going, Carl, Lindsay.
Well, you're all sharing a house all summer long, so I mean, you know, things are bound to be. And Bo's like, things are on fire, paper towels.
The poor paper towels are like, I hate millennials, and just like immolates itself.
And that brings us to the end of Summer House.
Yeah, fun times had by all.
Great time. So we have an extra free recap this week, everybody. You're welcome. That is this Summer House. We will be back tomorrow with Beverly Hills and a special guest Katie Cazorla is joining us for that. And then Thursday we'll be back with Real Housewives of New York, which we're recording live Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. video. Come watch it. And then Friday we will be back with Southern Charm, which we're super excited about. Thank you for being here. Please go get your t-shirts and your tickets and your Crappens on Demand, everybody. We love you. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.